He participated in the same, in that nature rather. So that by dying, he might crush who wield the power of death. That is to say, the devil. He crushed him. He always trying to sling something on you, trying to create something that looks so devastating. You say, Satan don't have, yeah, he got power, but when it comes to you and me, he doesn't have it. We shut him down. We paralyze his operation. Yes, he got it. That's why he can do so many devastating things of destruction. But when it comes to you and me, stop, devil, right there, as far as you go. And we need to know this. Turn with me. I didn't give you this one. Turn with me to the 28th chapter of, because see, I know my time is running out, and I'm just trying to get this one in. The 28th chapter of the book of Acts, verse 2. You got it? 28th chapter of the book of Acts, verse 2. And the barbarian people showed us no little kindness. For they kindled a fire, this is when they were shipwrecked, remember, and received us, everyone. Because of the present rain and because of the cold. And when Paul had gathered a bundle of sticks and laid them on the fire, there came a viper out of the heat and fastened here on his hand. And when the barbarians saw that the venomous beast hanged on his hand, they said among themselves, no doubt this man is what? A murderer. Whom what? Though he had escaped the sea, yet vengeance suffered not to live. Suffereth not to live. But watch what happened. Verse 5. He shook it off. He shook off the beast into the fire and felt no harm. He shook what? Shook off the beast into the fire and felt no harm. They kept looking at him. Go ahead, let's go to the next verse. Howbeit they looked. When he should have what? Swollen or fallen down dead suddenly. But after they had looked a great while and saw no harm come to him, they changed their mind. They changed their mind. I'm trying to tell y'all this is what we got to get to. So you have no business being afraid of nothing. I'm going to say it again. We have allowed fear to rule and airs our lives, and we shouldn't be afraid of nothing. Because that curse, listen to me, I got to close. That curse thing cannot come in this world where we are and violate us. How do we let it in? Through words in his favor, through fear coming out of our hearts. And not believe in God. The Bible said Christ has redeemed us from the curse. Not say he's going to redeem. He has redeemed us. Spirit, soul, and body. We've been redeemed. I've been redeemed. Spirit. A soul. I am to take this word. and make sure no curse thing come in this house. I'm to take this anointing. I'm to take the blood. I am to take the name and make sure I allow Satan bring no curse thing into this temple because it belongs to God. It belongs to who? It belongs to God. This is the temple that God's spirit lives in, and I take the word, the name, the blood, and I said, off limit. Y'all remember that that's in the Name of Jesus book we're reading about this man was a caretaker of the lawn, and the people cut across, made a path through on the, where it shouldn't have been one. They wouldn't go down the sidewalk. They could. Finally, he put up a sign and said, "Gentlemen will not." And the other what? The truck and the other one must not. Other must not. When we understand that Satan is not a gentleman, and we let him know, you must not, because I am not going to allow this. I am not going to allow this in the name of Jesus. You get out of here. You take control. I got to close. I see I'm going to have to come back again because I didn't get where I need to go. You got to take control. Every department, if you let me say it like that, of your life. You are a spirit. You have a soul. You live in the body. You have to operate in this earth. You have to walk. You have to sleep. You have to work. You have to do all those things. You got to take control. And you cannot allow Satan in his scheming and conniving to rule you in no area. You got to take control because Jesus puts you in charge. Listen, the Bible tells us everything you do, do it in the name of Jesus. You got to sleep enough and you do not need to oversleep. You got to eat enough, but you do not need to overeat. You got to talk and communicate in word, but you do not use them wrong. Amen. So how did I learn this? From the one that gave them to me. I speak like he speak. I'm moved by his spirit. I'm led by his spirit. I'm controlled by him. And therefore it leaves Satan no room. When the flesh rises up, I put it back where it belongs. Because flesh had no right to try to tell me how to live my life. I am the ones in charge. That house I live in have no right to try to tell me when I can turn the lights on or off. I choose when to turn them on. I know when I need a light in the house. I know when I need to go to the bathroom. The house do not have no right to tell me when I can go to the bathroom and when I can't. Is that plain enough for us tonight? Is that plain enough? We got to realize that we have been put on this earth to rule, to dominate, not to be chicken. And people try to label you and mark you and put marks on you and boundary around you. I refuse to be bound by anything. Are you hearing me? Because if I'm going to let them put boundaries on me, tell me what I can't do, where I can't go, and the Lord have told me go in all the world and preach the gospel, every creature. I am to go in all my generation. You're to go. We're to go. That's why we're here. That's why the Lord said we are not church as church folks supposed to be. Like church is, just a coming, going to church, coming, going home. We're here for a purpose because he raises up for a purpose in this very city.